Can you comment on where we are today with the issue of whether or not we've been using chemotherapy with trastuzumab for a long time, but now first we started seeing the neoadjuvant setting and now in the adjuvant setting, the addition of pertuzumab, the other anti-HER agent. This lady got both in the neoadjuvant and adjuvant setting. Can you talk about some of the discussions that are going on about whether to use pertuzumab in the neoadjuvant setting, in the post-neoadjuvant setting, and for that matter, in the classic adjuvant setting?
So as you know, pertuzumab initially received an accelerated approval as neoadjuvant therapy in combination with trastuzumab and chemotherapy, and eventually, based on the AFFINITY trial, got an approval for adjuvant therapy as well for high-risk patients. And the definition of high risk varies somewhat. It's in the eye of the beholder, so to speak, because the FDA did not expressly say what constitutes high risk. So now we have two options of giving dual anti-HER therapy with pertuzumab in the adjuvant or neoadjuvant setting. Our preference in our institution is to use it in the neoadjuvant setting, and particularly for patients who present with tumors over 2 cm or node positive upfront, our preference is to use the neoadjuvant for reasons that we discussed earlier, the ability to downstage the disease in the breast, do less axillary surgery, and so on and so forth. In addition, it helps us coordinate better with plastic surgery and with genetic testing. There's a lot of logistic advantages. There is a reason to consider it otherwise, and that would be for a patient that has smaller tumor, let's say 1 to 2 cm tumor with clinically negative axilla. For a patient like that, although in our institution we use neoadjuvant chemotherapy for T1C or larger, not necessarily with dual anti-HER therapy, but we use neoadjuvant therapy for those patients. But if you really want to make sure the patient needs or benefits from the addition of pertuzumab, you could argue to do surgery first for some of these patients to see if the axilla is positive. Because if the axilla is positive, then obviously the patient is at high risk and you can give dual anti-HER therapy. But if it's negative, then you can treat according to the sort of APT trial, right? The trastuzumab with weekly paclitaxel that showed excellent outcomes for these patients that were essentially a low-risk HER2-positive patients. Most of them were ER-positive, HER2-positive. So you can see that argument. But for patients that are high risk clinically based on tumor size or positive nodes, we treat those patients into the neoadjuvant setting. Now, what you do afterwards is also sometimes a matter of debate. The FDA said continue trastuzumab and pertuzumab for a whole year. Some people say, well, if the patient gets a pathologic complete response, should you not give dual anti-HER therapy? You can argue this both ways. You know, the fact that you get a dual anti-HER therapy led to PCR, so why you not continue? Particularly if the patient had positive nodes, because those patients still have some risk of recurrence. They're not in the range of the very high 90s. They're probably closer to 85% to 90% outcome. So for those patients, we'll continue. But for somebody that, say, presented with 2.1 cm tumor, got a PCR, the nodes are negative, there's no treatment effect, one could argue that maybe a patient that you don't continue dual anti-HER therapy. Some oncologists think that way. But certainly based on the FDA approval, we usually continue it for the whole year duration on both.